Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
We are doing great.
Fantastic. I hope the weather is fantastic there in Lusaka.
The weather is fantastic. We are just waiting for rains. It's a bit hot, but it is fine.
Oh, fantastic. Amen. Rain has been scarce this side. So while you are praying for rain, please don't forget us.
Please do so.
Thank you so much. Now, this week, we're going to be talking to you about Christian hospitality. And, you know, what does that mean? What does it entail? You know, what biblical examples do we have of hospitality in action? And how practical, you know, are they in our present generation and time? And we're going to be, you know, delving into all things regarding hospitality from a biblical perspective at this particular week. So, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. And if anyone is listening out there, please do make sure that you send us your questions or commentary or a contribution to +27734703520. Now, Pastor, what does the Bible teach us about hospitality?
When we talk about hospitality, I draw an example or a definition, I would say, from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Let brother love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers.
Mm.
So by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Mm. To entertain, to accept someone,
mm-hmm.
to receive someone warmly, being it in a home, in a church setup. You are talking about someone who is a visitor or someone who is new to that place.
Mm.
And you entertain and you receive this person, like it says here, entertaining strangers or a visitor or someone who doesn't know that place.
Mm. Now, are there some examples that we can look at from the Bible that show or exemplify hospitality?
There are, and a lot of them actually.
Mm.
Like when we go to Genesis chapter 18,
mm-hmm.
there we find Abraham is visited by angels. And these people, they are not coming directly to his home, but he sees them by the way, and he invites them to his home. And when he invites to his home, he starts talking to them, prepares a meal for them. These are people he has never met, people he doesn't know, and they are appearing like human beings, actually. And he gives them food, and finally we see them having a conversation about the next, what they want to do next. They are having that conversation. Abraham is inquired to them about this, about that. And similarly, in the next chapter again, we find Lot, who was brought up by Abraham, also calling angels to his home. He sees these men around and he pleads with them, please, can you come home? This is almost the opposite of what we have today. You do almost everything to avoid people coming to your home. But these men, they are doing everything to have people come to their home. And Lord pleads with these people, please, can you come home? And when they come home, he prepares a meal for these people. He pleads with them, please, you can't be outside. This place is not safe. Those are the examples that we can find from the Bible.
Now, Pastor, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Those examples. I think those are lovely examples that maybe some may identify with. Now, why is then hospitality important for Christians to practice today?
Hospitality for sure comes along with abundant blessings. Like in the case of Abraham, when these angels saw how Abraham treated them, the Bible says, the Lord said, can we hide from this man? The mission that we're coming from. Because of that, was really revealed the secret to Abraham. No, we are going. That was where they were heading to Sodom. No, Sodom. In the next chapter, he was destroyed. So because of that hospitality, he received the blessings. They opened up for what they were going to. The same with Lot. Because of that hospitality, they told him, no, we have come on a mission here. The mission that we have come for here is to destroy this place. And because of that hospitality, we see Lot and his family saved, apart from the wife, of course, who looked back. The other one we find the Rahab, the prostitute in Joshua chapter 2. She received these strangers, kept them, and she was saved during the process. Because he told, well, I'm aware of the mission that you have, but please, when you come to destroy this place, I'm pleading with you that you can save me and my family. And so these people are saved. And that's why we can say it is important to help strangers. Mm. I can bring down home. Mm. Sometime back in, just near our place, as I was going somewhere, where we were staying, it was near the highway. I found this truck in the morning. When I came back, I found the same truck that had a breakdown. I contacted the man whom I found there. What has happened? No, we have a breakdown. So my friend left 2 days ago to look for spare. So I'm here. And he was there for 2 days or so. So I pleaded with him, please, can you come home? At least you can have a bath. You can have refresh. You want one or two things, even have a meal. He was reluctant. But finally, he accepted to come home. And he came home. He had a bath. He relaxed. We chatted. And then as he was about to leave, got into his pocket, offered me some money. I said, no, please, this is just a service that we have felt that we can offer to you as a family. You do not need to charge us. And the man said, no, if I have found a favor in your sight, I'm also not paying. And what was interesting is that at that time, the economy in the home was not right. Mm. And what he put in, he saved the situation. What are we talking about? We are talking about hospitality, receiving someone you don't know in your home and do the little that you can do.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Pastor, what happens when one's hospital nature, has hospitable nature, starts negatively to affect, their family? If, for instance, now their home is always full of guests, or sharing of limited family resources. Now your conflict with some family members because these resources are actually very limited. So what happens in those nature when this hospitality now begins to affect one's family?
Thank you. I saw that one real time when I was a boy. I went with a friend of mine, a fellow schoolmate. We went to their home. Mm. And his father, the father to my friend, was a headman, someone in charge of this village. And people were coming to spend the night at his home so that they can catch transport. It was nearer there. So almost every day, there were visitors who were there. And for sure, it became a challenge where it comes with food. We are sharing with a lot of people. And finally, his mother would call us after the meal for everyone. He would call us aside and that kind of thing. Mm. So you find that, yes, resources may be meager. But when we look at the ideal for God's children, we are supposed to have resources.
Yeah, true.
Because God says we need to help. Let me say, like, the strangers or the visitors. So the ideal situation, we are supposed to always have abundance, because these are the promises we find, like in Deuteronomy chapter 28, where it talks even about lending. You are going to lend it to many, but you will never borrow. Meaning God's idea is that you and I are supposed to have plenty 24/7, just like we find in Psalm 23, that we are supposed to have, because the more we have, the more we can share with others. That is God's ideal.
Yeah.
No wonder he says, you remember even the Sabbath commandment? The Sabbath commandment says your daughter, your son, your animals, and the visitor who is with you. God expects that we are supposed to have visitors all the time.
Yeah. Ooh, so the children now have to be set down and they've got to understand that children, we are always going to have people here. Or should we rather try and see if we can, reduce a bit for the sake of the children?
No, the ideal way, where you stay yourself, you are supposed to, you have got a house, you have got a guest wing, you have got this, you have got that. That's what you are supposed to have. So it should not put the ideal situation that visitors should not even give pressure to anyone. Because an ideal home must have a guest room or guest rooms that are always. So even if you are not there, visitors come. Children know that this is the guest room. These rooms are for visitors. There is nothing like, no, children, can you move from this home, from this room? Can you come and spend your night in the living room? Because they are visitors. Because in that way, children will start hating the visitors. But the ideal situation is that you are supposed to be living in a house that has got enough room, even for visitors, enough resources, even for visitors. That's how it's supposed to be.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Pastor, as we wrap up this conversation this afternoon, you know, those who are hospitable, is it a lifelong gift, or at some point when the resources are not there and they're getting older, that, you know, gift wades away?
No. It's not supposed to wear away. Like we find with Lot. Lot was brought up by Abraham. He picked up the lesson. So I've got Abraham there, he's growing old. But the people he kept, they are doing the same. So when the children are also properly taught the same, they also continue the same hospitality.
I see.
That the parents were doing, the children are supposed to continue. And not only the children, even these people, the same people that when we look after them, because if I'm not a hospital in my place, then I come to your place and you offer me that good hospitality. Mm. It will also send a message to me that I must also change my attitude at home and also become hospitable. So we teach the children to be hospitable, even as parents, even as we grow, the children will pick it up, the same thing that the parents were doing.
Now, thank you so much, Pastor. We are then going to be having you again tomorrow, same time and same place. Thank you so much for the insights and the introductory conversation that we've had today. Blessings to you.
You're most welcome, and blessings also to our visitors.
Thank you.
To our listeners.
Listeners, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.